August 29, 1922. One who lives in the divine will receives the grafting of the works of Jesus and of the goods which they contain. Continuing in my usual state, I was thinking about how much my sweet Jesus did and suffered to save souls. And he, on coming, told me, "My daughter, all that my humanity did, prayers, words, works, steps and pains, is an act of giving itself to man. But who takes it? Who receives the grafting of my works? One who draws near me, and prays uniting herself with me, receives the grafting of my prayer and the goods it contains. One who speaks, who teaches, united with me, receives the grafting and the fruits of my words. And in the same way, one who works, who suffers, united with me, receives the grafting and the goods which are contained in my pains and works. Otherwise, all the goods which I acquired for the creature remain suspended. And not being grafted with me, she cannot enjoy the use of the goods that my humanity wants to give with so much love. If there is no union, the goods of one remain as though dead for the other. Imagine a wheel. The center of the wheel is my humanity. The rays, all that it did and suffered. The circumference on which the rays are fixed is the whole human family which rotates around the wheel. Now, if this circumference, this second circle of the wheel, does not draw near to receive the connection with the rays remain suspended and cannot communicate the goods which the center of the wheel contains. Oh, how much I suffer in seeing so many goods of mine suspended, which human ingratitude not only does not receive, but despises and tramples. This is why with great eagerness I go and search for souls who want to live in my will, to be able to fix in them the rays of my wheel. My will give them grace, so as to be able to form the circumference of the second circle of the wheel, and they will receive all my goods, which others reject and despise.